All right. So we started to discuss last time the question of the relationship between the Isser of Anida Labala and the status of Anida as a Tameh. We spoke the first year about the fact that woman's an Avatumah. Is there any connection between that? Or are they two separate realms, two separate dinin, and therefore they don't go together and they can't necessarily learn one thing from the other, etc.? And then we said further that even if you hold that they are related, what generates what? You know, is the Issel of Baila function of her being at the Avatoma? Is the Avatoma function? What's the relationship? Or is there no relationship at all? So we looked at the Sefer HaKuzari back in Torah 16 in Maamar Gimel Mem Tes, where he said there's no connection whatsoever. It's not, you know, it's not our issue. I mentioned it to Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah. Not that it's a riot, but he counts it as separate mitzvah, so the Sefer Kinnah. So that's the question we're looking at. So we're up to, we had one. The first source that we have is the Sugya of Amos and Daf Mem Zayin, which speaks about the fact that Tevilas Nida, the fact that a Nida has to go to the mikveh to become a Muteris Labaila, is not really ever expressly mentioned in the Chumash. Okay, that's a Tosa back in 19, Tosa on Mem Zayin and Beis pointed out, Tevilas Nida lo kosav kor behedya. Okay, you know, how do you learn out? So how do we know that a woman has to go to the mikveh? That the status of her nida asur labaila is indeed removed by going to the mikveh. Who says? So it's not really mentioned in the Chumash specifically. So Tosis had 2 days. Tosis quoted actually more than two. But Tosis quoted Yehudah Gaon, who says it's a kavachomer from her status in terms of tumah. If what she touches can be removed, if the status of tumah can be removed from what she touches by immersing the item in the mikveh, so certainly she herself. And others learn out from different drushes, Achim made Nida Yischato, and Tia Benedosa, and Totos Yishonim. Others, the Rosh, we saw Nida Perkud, has discussions. And the question is, it appears that really there's no connection, because what would you need all these, if the fact that she's a Nida, that as a Nida, she's a Surah Labaila is a function of her Tumah. So Vashtetzah, once the Tumah is gone, so then our status of Surah Labaila is also gone. So we have to have all these drushes. Now, in effect, the Rabbi Yehuda Gaon says that it's connected to Tumah. The other Rishonim, Ben Tam, and the Tos Rishonim, and others learn out from different drushes. What do you know those drushes for? Just say that the status is removed for Tumah, the status is removed for a Surah Labaila also. Unless you want to argue, perhaps, that the two are not really connected, she can remain a Surah Labaila. You know, it's not automatic. Maybe the status of tumah can be removed. This remains the surah balance. That was one source that we had as a possibility. The other, next thing I'd like to look at is the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph Mem Aleph, back to Baba Kama, where the Gemara states as follows: 23. Yeah, you have me with me. The Gemara says Yud Aleph Mem Aleph Amar Ula Amar Belozer Shilya. Okay, Shilya. Basically, the woman has what we call today sort of a miscarriage. Okay, a miscarriage, and the shilya is the you know, the fetus. Or whatever there is, comes out. So shulya shiyotza miktsasa biyom rishon of miktsasa b'mshen. She, again, it's an uncomfortable situation. The blood comes out. Whatever it is comes out over a couple of days. So the question is, when does she start counting the yemei tohar and subsequently the yemei tumah? We mentioned that the Torah says at the beginning of Parshas Tazria that after a woman has a baby, so for 7 days. She's tummy, and then for 33 days after that, she's tahor. 7 days she's tummy, 33 days after that, she's tahor. And with the nekeva, it's double. She's tummy for 14 days, and she's tahor for 66 days. Right? Now, this status of tumah is even if she has no blood, even if she has the baby without blood, that's highly, highly unlikely. I mean, a woman gives birth to a baby with a lot of blood. Usually, but what the Gemara calls a lady yabeshta, it's a dry delivery. Again, it's not Gaya, practically speaking, because again, there's a lot of blood. It's not necessarily menstrual, it's not menstrual blood, but it's the blood's not part of the body. But even if Luyatsuya, even if she would have a baby and it would be no blood, okay, still, she'd be Tmeya, it was called Tumas Leda, Yoledas. She'd be Tmeya for the 7 days or 14 days, boy or girl, okay, and then Tahara afterwards. So now she had this. Normally speaking, the vlad, the baby, is born in one shot, right? It may take some time, but the baby comes out, that's it. Here, her body discharged, the fetus broke up, and so on, discharged it in partly one day, partly the next day. So it says, when do these days of Yemei Tumah begin? So the Gemara says, Monin Lo Min Arishon. Monin Lo Min Arishon. Okay? I'm going to look at the Rashi in the little papers I just gave you. Okay? Shulya Shiyotzasa. The Kaimelon, Hamapela Shulya, Shavzo, you made Tumah, you made Tara. Okay, she had, even though it wasn't a viable birth, it wasn't even a regular blood. Okay, just the what do you call it, the amniotic sac or something that just, you know, that comes out. Even though it's not, but halacha is that she has to observe the may tumah, the may tara. She ain't shuli below blood. Ela she nimok misocha. The shuli, this blood, this stuff that comes out. Unfortunately, again, miscarriage, so the baby is going to affect the disintegrate or whatever, kind of, for a while, the baby doesn't have a full, you know, a full appearance and so on, so it kind of got melted, so to speak, you know, kind of disintegrated into her, so she has to keep these dinim. So the Gemara says, Monim lo b'nei rishon. B'yom rishon, t'me afila habi, Rashi mentioned the expression here, afila habi lady abeshto. Even though there's no blood, again, highly unlikely. But even though there's no blood, she still has to keep the maitum and the entire in this case. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rava, my dadka, why do you have to talk from the first day? So I say, lechomer, it's a chomer, but 1 second. The Gemara says, that's a chomer da'asa de'kula. Because you're going to start counting from the first day, so then you'll start counting the meitar also, the kometar samarishon. Elam Rava, lochosh, chosheshes, mimne lo mimne, el sheni, my kamelon, de'im nitrashuli below blood. Okay, she has to be chosheshe, meaning she shouldn't touch any, she's mitame, any tara she touches, but the days don't count until the next day. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara concludes, ein mitzvah shulya below vlad. Even a little bit of the shulya, you know, this amniotic sac, even that cannot be without any vlad. Okay? And the Rashi explains, yichinafak rov avilek yolad. Okay, so what's relevant to us for our discussion today is what Tosa says. Tosa says, kasha. Okay, the imtomar that Tosas and Baba Kamil Alvan Al Dim asked the Amit Shubalavla 25. The imtomar of Elezda Machosh Mishum, the Amit Shubalavad, Avalahoya Mitzashubalavad, Lohaisa Khosheshes. Okay, Hechadomi, Eber Shus Harabim, a Philippechad Sekam and Tarinan. We should, why don't we go back to this old rule? Since it's a Suffolk, we don't know exactly it was any Vlad, right? You keep the imetumah because maybe there was a Vlad, she's called the Oledis. But that's a suffix, right? We don't know what's inside, what's with all this particles and parts of the body that are coming out. The suffix. So why don't we have the old rule of Eber Shus Harab, Afilu B'chad Seik Matar, Rishu Yochan, Afilu B'Seik Seik, and Nami Tomeo. The rule is, we discussed already, suffix Tuma Rishu Harabim is Tahar, suffix Tuma Rishu Yochan is Tomei, even if it's a many Seikas, even if it's Seik Seik. Okay? Dotanan, Mishnah Taurus Perak Vov, Mishnah Dalit, Kol Seika Shechol Harbor Shiachar Afilu Seika Tomei. Okay, but it comes to Rishu Shiachar, any Seika doesn't matter. It can be double something, more Seikas, it's still Tomei. Okay, so what do we say? We're Choshesh that maybe you don't have to start counting, and she should be Choshesh in terms of Tuma, but not really start counting to the second day, etc. Okay, why not just say it's the old rule of Suffolk Tuma Rishu Rabim Tor and Suffolk Tuma Rishu Shiachar Tomei? Answers Tosis Yeshlomer the Shmeitz and Iril Inyal Osur Labayla. Our Gemara here, Rav Kama, is talking about her status in terms of being usher or mutter to her husband. Okay, so in a sake, Rishu Yachid. So therefore, why? There we follow the regular rules. Sake is mutter. Right, sake is double suffering. Right, so sake is mutter. Okay, in other words, so therefore it'll come out that a sake, Rishu Yachid, in terms of her husband, she'll be mutteris to him. You follow what Tosa is saying? I'll read it again. Tosa says, Yeshua, the Shmaitzin, I really in the law, so a bylaw. So therefore, in a case of Sveik Sveika versus Hayachit, the regular din is Sveik Sveika is Mutter. Okay, when do we say this Chumar Sveik Sveika, that Sveik Tumar Hayachit is also no matter what? That's by Tumah. We're talking here about a Sula bylaw. That's what Tosa says. So what is even Tosa, obviously? That the status of Sula bylaw is not necessarily connected to the status of being of Tumah. Baharaya, we see that when it comes to the status of being Tomei, she is Tomei. A Sveik Sveik was Yachid, she's going to be considered Tomei. Okay? She'd be considered Tomei. Mashen Okein, a Sveik Sveik was Yachid, in terms of the Sula Bible, she'll be Tahara for her husband. So you see explicitly from Tosas, not explicitly, but you can derive from Tosas, that Tosas is saying that the status of a Sula Bible is not a function of her status as a Tomei. Yeah? But if you look in the Shittim Kubetzes, on that same daf and Baba Kama Yerav Manav, the same sugya, okay? Shikabetzes, according to the Rosh, as it says at the end of the Rosh, Shikabetzes says as follows. Same Dibra Maskos Tosas, Dein Mitzas Shilya below Vlad, okay? Hikshu Betosa Hechadam, Ibushal Rabma Filip Echad Seika, Vetirtsu, etc. Inami is another teretz. Dafka Tumamach Masmago, goes back to the Chakir we had the other day. It's dafka tuma machmas magra. The afilu misota dumi the sota shenes on mitachas abol. Aval tuma abol migufa ishalo afilu misota. Usveik sveika tar afilu brishus hayachid. Answers the this is all from the Rush. Okay, that's what he says at the end. The Rush holds that no. The Rush holds. You know why? There's a difference between what the source of the tumah is. What the whole din we discussed today. The whole din of suffik tumah reshus harabim, as opposed to suffik tumah reshus harabim, learned from sota. Right? We discussed the other day because sota is reshus yochid. That's where it's nitma, right? And not in public. It says he nistera. Right? We discussed this, no? Right? They learn from sota. So the Rush says, when do we learn from sota? That's a tumah that comes externally. A tumah that comes from the outside, not a tumah that's generated by the body. So that the Rush writes, the Rebbe quotes the Rush. He says, "Tavol tumah habo migufa ish lo yafinu misota." Therefore, it would come out. Okay. Therefore, it would come out according to the Rush that tumas nida tumas nida is not it would come out that l'shus hayachid shall be that a sveik sveika tarif l'shus hayachid even for tumah purposes. Right, when he says on the third line there, Sveik Sveika Tarf Lubrishal Yachid is even for Tumah purposes. The rule? No, that rule is only by Tumah that comes externally, because that's only from Sota. Okay? As it says at the end, Mishum Deloyal, from Sota, Tumah Bomi Gufa Isha. The Rush, therefore, conceivably could hold why. He doesn't give the same answer as Tosis. The Tosis gave it, they said, there's a difference between Baila and Taris. Right? There's a difference between the status of Anida as an Asula Baila and the status of Anida as a Tumeya. But the Rush doesn't give that answer. The Rush says, no, it could well be equated. So why do we say that, why not say the regular dinam sveikat, sofik, b'shus hayochid is tamei, even many sveikas, I'm sure Rabban is tor. He says, because that doesn't apply, even by tumah. That doesn't apply by a tumah that's yotzim and aguf. That's only applied to tumah that tumah comes from the outside. You follow? So, again, you can't absolutely. What? Right, so it goes back to that issue, right? But the point is, what I'm suggesting here is that since the Rush doesn't give the answer to Tosis, right? Since the Rush, I don't want to say it's a machlokes, it's an alternative answer. But the Rush saying, even if you hold that Tumah and Isser are interrelated, it's a different reason it works here. But anyway, or it could be the Rush not to hold, no, Tumah and Isser are not interrelated. There's a difference between this and Ida and to her husband as opposed to the laws of Taurus. Okay? All right. So that's another riot. Again, this is all part of the Rav Salvation. Another Rav Salvation, has this Chakira. So he points to this Gemara, and then she took a bet. That seems to be a riot that the status of Ida as a Surah Labad, the status of Ida as a Tmeya, are not necessarily intertwined. Okay? There's another Gemara in here in Aramishach, the Nida, Yud Zion on base 27. The Gemara says, you'll see the same Machlokas, or similar Machlokas. The Gemara Nida, Yud Zion on base says, Tanav Chia, Damanim Sobe Prozdor, Chayavan Lal Beis Mikdash, Vesavan Lal Beis Chuma, Vetina Amar, Ein Chayavan Lal Beis Mikdash, Ein Savan Lal Beis Chuma. Okay? The Gemara says there that the blood in the Prozdor, it's in the canal, okay, so she's already usher, she's already chayv, she goes into the mikdash, and she touches truma, you have to burn it, and so on. Tina says no. Okay, now, why is that? So Rashi explains, all right, in the Zion of Beis, chayov alav nichlam mikdash de vaday tmeh, she's considered a vaday tmeh. And however, if Katina argues and says, no, ain't chav an avi suri ikr, it's usher still, but al masafik, you're not chayv, you know, you're not punished. You go into the mikdash, you don't have the ramifications with the truma and so on, but it's still awesome. Okay, so Tosus there asks the same kasha. Tosus and Zanra is the same kasha. Vein sofam is truma. Tema. Kema davi sofik tumashur rabim tar vadim shiachar tamay vadim sofik. Why don't we say the same rule? Again, vein shomar, like you just said, kivrashi la'il, beizim and alav, the misota lafin the tumma da asa de rias gufa. So that's exactly what you said, Benjamin. Tosus and Yudzayin says the same thing. It refers to Tosus on the beizim and alav. Okay, again, you could argue from there that that's more like the Shulchan Kabetza says. Okay, again, I won't say it's a stirantosis, but it's another riot to that idea. Okay, now the Rush.
It's like the same
argument. Well, again, they say you could argue that they're connected. Okay, you can argue that they are connected. Okay, but the dinim don't apply because there's a difference between tumah. I'm just underscoring the point. I'm just underscoring the point that there may be, even for tumah purposes, the rules don't apply when it's tumah yotzei meguf as opposed to tumah comes from outside, from some other external. You follow? So it's not necessarily because of the way Tosa said in Balakama, okay, where he says there's a difference between osul abayla and tyrus, where he says two different things. Can be the same thing, but there's different reasons. I'm just showing this Tosa is like the sheet in the name of the Rosh. Okay?
You can't get the answer
to those who are here. No, the answer would apply. I don't want to say it's a machlok. I mean, I don't want to say it's an absolute machlokus. But I'm just saying the indications are that that's what it's like. Okay? Now, there is a Rosh in Nida in the fourth paragraph, Dalet Siman Aleph, 30. Okay, the Rosh quotes a Raivin. A Raivin Zal Kosam B'Tshuvim. Okay? Now, we discussed already that a woman, after she has be under normal circumstances, so and there's Zera inside, and for a few days afterwards, she's poleta, she expels, the body expels, the seed, the Zera from. Okay, that's called poletas. So, and we had a discussion in the Gemara whether her status of poletas, will that be soser or nikiyah? Right? Not blood, okay, but it's still coming inside. Will that be soser? So look at the Rosh. You need the paragdalits and alif source. Barayvin zal kosev b'tshuva shelo amru poletas shechvezer shesoseres elataras bilvad avalabayla eno soseres. Okay, now what's the Raivin clearly saying? Dinim are not the same. Right? A poleta is you can have a case. What comes out is you can have a case where she be considered tomei for the purpose of the laws of tumah and tara, but it won't be a surah labayla. Okay, so we're saying that a poleta shepazera may uproot the days in terms of tara's purposes, but not labayla enos or seres. Okay, and he brings a gemara on the daflam and zayin, which I'm not going into. Okay, so according to the Raivin, clearly, the Tumah and Nisr are two separate things. Okay? Now, the Rosh, okay, the Rosh quotes this Raivin, and he says in the third line, Udvarav Tumuhim. I find it astonishing. Why? The Heich Tisto Lechatzayim. We are splitting. The seven, the Yeshiva and the Kiyam are uprooted for this dim and not for that dim. Sha'olullah, you may Sirasa Labaila, Utahor Lashamish, Vasur Lataros, Lakodish, Lamikdash. Okay, could that be? The Rosh rejects the Raivin. So it seems to me, having seen this Rosh, if we put together the Rosh over here and the Rosh in Baba Kama, which he lets us close, he's not disagreeing with Tosis after all. That he's saying that the Teretz, just like Tosis says that Teretz, like you pointed out, that Beis, the Teretz distinguishing between Tumah Yotzei Meguf and Tumah that comes externally. Okay. And the Rosh mentioned that on Daf Yud Aleph, so we suggested maybe the Rosh holds, well, he wasn't going to give Tosas the answer. Then I said, well, it's not really a machlok, he gives it an inami. But I think from this fact that the Rosh had arrived, there's no argument. I mean, I'll read the words again, the first line of 30. El shalo amru poleta shekwazesh nisr el taras bavad avalabala enos aseris. I mean, you can't say it more clear than that. The two dinim are not the same. To the point, it'll come out a funny thing. She'll be counting Shivin Akiyim. And then she's poletas, okay, on the second day, whatever. So she'll have to start again in terms of being able to go to the mikvah for taharas purposes, for tumah, for kadshim, and so on. But she would taras labayla earlier. She'll go to the mikvah with taras labayla. The Rosh finds that astonishing, wouldn't he? His lashon is, heich tisto lechatzoyim. For some, it's a one package, right? Well, that's good for the machlokas. So the Rosh here seems to say that there is no chilek. It's all part of one and the same din, okay? Anyway, so. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. One second. Wait a second. The Rosh here. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, so I said before is right. The Rosh that's quoted. Let's say it again. The Rosh that's quoted in the Shita Gubet says is disagreeing with Tosis, right? Because Tosis, right. Right, because Tosis says it's two different things. I'm sorry. So Tosis and Baba Kama. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I mixed it up. Tosis and Baba Kama says it's two different dinim. Right? Tosis says the difference between the whole rule of Sveikar and Sofim, Shriyach, and so on, that's should be Torah for Sulabala purposes, but Tomek for Tumah is two separate dinim. The Rosh argued that even if it's the same din, Rush gave a different teretz as to why, in that case, it didn't apply the rule of Sefer Tumah Shel Rav, namely why, because it's a different Tumah Hilchot Tumah Guf. I'm sorry, like the Tosa of Yud Zayin. So the Rush is a Shitaso. Sorry, the Rush is a Shitaso. The Rush, Tosa is like the Ravid, right? Tosa is like the Ravid, two different dinim. The Rush doesn't want to accept that. That's why he gives an inami back on Daf Yud Aleph from Baba Kama, back in Source 26, and that's why he says about the Ravid here in Source 30, Dvar of Tumah. So everyone clear? I mixed it up, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm not sure how supposed to have Zion shed light on this here, but it seems like it shed on here before the end.
Right. So but you're correct, he does. But I'm just saying, from the fact that Tosa said that on Daf Yud Zion, in effect, that's what the Rosh says. So, right? What Tosa is saying is basically, Tosa on Yud Zion is saying the same thing, and Abbe, as you point out, is saying the same thing that the Rosh says, right? If you give that answer, so you can give that answer to the case in Baba Kama also, in which case you don't have to come on to what the Tosas and Baba Kama says are two separate dinim. I'm saying, even according to the theory, Tosas could hold that way. Tosas and Baba Kama clearly doesn't. As you know, there's no such person as Tosas, right? There are different Bali Tosas, and therefore it could be steered, and it's not a problem. Right? When the yeshivas would say, you know, Rashi says this and Tosas says that, there's no such person called Tosas. The Balaitosis. The fact that one receptor, you know, the scholars will discuss which Balaitosis, you know, it's a whole question. I don't know if you've ever studied this. Which Balaitosis got on the page? And there's other Balaitosis. The Tosas have been a parrots, for example. I'm sure the Haverim are learning from a common use of been a parrots a lot. Okay? Another Balaitosis. The Tosa Rosh, which, forgive me, I think the Tosa Rosh, generally, I think I mentioned this, is clearer than the Tosas on the page. Tosa Rosh often says the same thing as the Tosa on our page, but I think his writing style is clearer. The Tosa on the page, sometimes the writing style is not as clear. Okay, they're different, you know, who redacted it and who decided what goes on the page, and so on. All kinds. There's the Tosa's Tuch, it's called the Kiddushin. You know, that many of the Tosa from this group, there were essays about it, you know, in scholarly journals, and even not so scholarly journals. But anyway, the point being that there's a difference. So I was just pointing out that Tosa and Yud Zayin says the same thing like the Rosh says. Right, but Lamaisa, in Baba Kama, the Rosh seems to be saying differently than Tosas. Tosas in Baba Kama says there is a distinction between Isser and Tumah, and the Rosh doesn't seem to accept that. And the fact that neither Paragdalat Zanafi says explicitly against the Ravid Dvar Tumah, Heich Tisroch, it can't have it half and half. So the Rosh is consistent. Again, the Rosh is not in Baba Kama. The Sheikh West just quotes the Rosh. Okay. I'm not sure whether Rosh said that necessarily, but it works with this Rosh and Nidah, is what I'm trying to point out. Okay? I explained it incorrectly before. So, Machlok is basically Tosas is Baba Kama, and the Rosh is Baba Kama, and Tosas and the Rosh and Nidah is like the Rosh and Baba Kama, and the Ravid, which the Rosh quotes in this Tshuva, is more like Tosas. That's it. Okay? Another area this comes up is with regards to, and again, the whole issue we're exploring here is it's not just a theoretical question. You know, but there are practical nafkaminas. I hope that you're getting that point as you go through it. There are practical nafkaminas in this question of whether or not the Isser Tumah, the Isser, the status of Tumah, the status of Asur Lebaila is related or not. One difference will be, a practical difference right here in this Rosh, can she continue to count after a Poleta situation, for example? So there'll be a status of Tumah, she'll be up to this day in counting, and the status of Asur Lebaila, she'll be that day. It's a practical difference. Okay, so it's not stama, you know. It's not stama, you know. And the other difference is the issue of Suffolk Tumah versus Yachin and Suffolk Tumah. That doesn't apply so much today, but in the days when it did apply, so that's also practical nafkamina. So this has practical ramifications. This hakir. Another practical ramification is the Gemara Nidah Sam of Zion. The issue is regarding chatzitza. Okay, now without all the details, now when you go to the mikveh, there can't be any chatzitza. Chatzitza is some kind of item that separates, that prevents the water from going onto the body. If you don't go to the mikveh dressed, okay? As I mentioned the other day, we're talking about geiris, so a female geiris, if one goes to the mikveh, so they're at tzitzis, she obviously can't watch her go down with no clothes, so she does cover up, but it's a loose type of cover. It's either a robe, a loose-fitting robe, or some kind of sheet that's yet, so that it doesn't block the water. But if you have, that's the old question, you know, can a woman has a band-aid on, or she has stitches? We'll discuss that later in the year. Okay, towards the end of the chasnid, the laws of tefillah and mikvah, the din of chatzitza. So it's a practical question. So the issue of chatzitza comes up in the Avsam Zan Rav. The Gemara tells the following, 31. Amar Gilam Rav, Nos no tavshil libna v'tavla v'olsa. She was had some sticky item there. She was working with some, I don't know, baking or whatever. Her hands were sticky and so on. So she gave the item to her child, you know, and then later went over to the mikvah. Lo also a tefillah. Okay? were afraid that when she went down, she still had the sticky stuff that prevented the water from hitting that part of the body. And afal gav the hashuleka ema b'diyoni nafal. Okay, it's a funny word, b'diyoni. We don't understand. It means with some kind of, when she emerged, we say, we want to check right now. We'll let her look right now if it's clean. No, because maybe it came off after she got after she came out of the mikveh. So when she was in the mikveh, it wasn't. That's the issue. So Amar Rami Bar Abba, Hani Rabdi de Kusilta. Okay, some type of skin. You know, people have skin punctures. Okay, or scabs. There's a question of gilamaisis. She has scars and so on. Does that or some kind of something that's elevated above the body? A scar. So lo chaiti for 3 days and not chaiti. Kama eile chaiti. Once it's when it's still soft. So that's considered like regular skin. When it's scabbed over, it's hard, then it is a chatzitz. All right, good. Omar ma'ukbo. Lifluf sheba'ayin. Okay, lifluf is like mucus. You know, I don't know whatever you call it in the eye. Sometimes people call it sleep. You know, you wipe the sleep out of your eye. So there's a difference. Sometimes it's soft, it's liquidy. When you leave it a while, it gets hard, right? So lifluf sheba'ayin. Lach eino chotzi yovish chotzitz. Ema nikro yovish misho shemaskel irekit. It turns greenish color. Okay. Again, we don't need to know all the details in terms of chatzitza. Okay, Amar Shmuel kechol shemesochayayin. Kechol is a called blue. It's like a eye powder, eye shadow. The women have it. So got into the eyes again. Eino chotzes. That's in the eye. Mishal algabe ayin is chotzes. Im hayu enea porchos. If she blinks a lot, afilo algabe ayin eino chotzes. It'll come off. It's powder. So if she blinks a lot, it comes off. So if she blinks, it comes off. Amar Yochanan, a general also. Okay, poscha enea biyoser, otzme enea biyoser, lo also atvila. Okay, one of the din of tefillah, if you're supposed to go and not close your eyes too tight, and not close your eyes, not keep them wide open. Okay, just go with normally, go in the water normally. If you want to close them, close them softly. You want to keep your eyes open. And the point being that if you close your eyes very tightly, what happens? Close your eyes very tightly, so it mushes up the skin, and it could be the water won't get you. Because you're bunching up the skin, the water won't get, or even open your eyes widely, you're bunching the skin in your forehead. Right? That's what comes out from that sugya Rashi. I printed the Rashis over there. You can look at it. Okay. But that's the din in terms of some of the din in terms of chatzitza. All right. You want to look in the Rashi 32. You saw these Rashi. I don't know if I have to read all the Rashi. You saw the Rashi. Right? The issue is that the issue of Pascha and Abiyoser is chatzitza lamala. Right? That's what I want to show you. Okay. But and now Porchos, as you're supposed to point out, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th Rashi. I translate it as fluttering or blinking your eyes. Okay, Rashi is a lishnachrina, but it means teary-eyed, so it also washes it out. So it's the same thing. Okay, now you saw that, right? So anyway, but poska nebioser chatzitza lamala, otza nebioser chatzitza lamata, right? If you close your eyes very tight, it creates folds in the skin and so on. All right, very nice. What's it got to do with us? Nothing until we turn to Tosa. Samach Zayin Aleph, Tosa says, 33. Tosa says, Achar zeh kosvesh when chanan of mitzvah zesorim. Okay, some Sarim and Rekunim and Rekunim have a gear to hear. The last Hilchasa Kechol Hanishmaitza. None of these dinim are not true. We don't pass it this way. The Chiyit Marhani Letaros Avalabala Tahora. These stricter dinim of Chatzitza are only Letaros and not Labala. Okay? And he has a rule at the end, less than the Amishor, Ishol Tipa Ladar Bide Lasa. You have to go into the mikvah standing up, but not bent over. Standing up. We usually know of Derek and Elosa from Lulav, remember? Right? You have to hold the Lulav straight up. They learn it out from, I don't remember. From the Mishkan, the wood, Atze Shitim Omdim. Remember that? So, I mean, it's interesting because the Gemara's Lashon, just a side point, the Gemara's Lashon is there in Sukkah, is Kol HaMitzvahs, whatever, any mitzvah, any other, Kol HaMitzvahs, sounds like, I don't know what any other mitzvahs. What other mitzvahs are there besides Lulav that applies? So some say it applies, I think we discussed it, it applies to the schach. You know, the schach should also be in there, whatever. But here's another example of Derek de Laza. Alright, so the Tosfos quotes from Chanan and others who say that this is only for some and not, you know, only for Taurus and not the, and not for Baila. Well, you stop right there, so there you see it again, a practical difference. In the Hilchas Chatzitza, you see the two things are not related, right? That's the first point. However, over Tshuva Achas Kosav Rashi, the Lo Gar Sinan, right? So we don't have that gear. It's not true. This dinim still applies. Chada the Kamar of Alabala Torah, okay? Ki Hada Reshokish, Ma'inim Reshokish Lahana, okay? They have at the end about Reish Lakish with Tifo Derek Delosa, so that doesn't seem to apply. All right, that doesn't fit in with the others. Okay, Chad to come up with a Bala Tahora. Yeah, the way their girsa was, the flow didn't work. Okay, the more important for us is furthermore. Oh, the Chol Hani Shmaita the Rav of Gil Rav Chama. Who are the speakers in this Gemara? Look back on 31. Who are the speakers? Amar of Gil Amar Rav. Okay, and Amar Rami Bar Abba. Okay, and Marupa. These were all Amorim who lived in Babel. So why would they be telling you rules of Chatzitza that apply only to Taurus? Who are they talking to? There's no Taurus in Babel, right? He says, "Kula hayba Babel." We'll talk about common Tzrichim. And presumably they were passing Halacha for their, you know, Vizel Docha to Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Dabrin. Hard to say they were only saying the dinim for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Okay, anyway, at the end of the day, so there's a Chena Machlokas. Machlokas. Yeah. So that Tosfos also has two different days, whether they're connected or not. According to the first day, they're not necessarily the same in terms of the Dinuch HaTzitzah. According to Rashi, yes they are. Yes they are. That applies to both. Now, that doesn't mean, just because he says that it applies, all the rules apply to Chatzitza, doesn't mean it automatically holds everywhere else also it's the same, but he rejects this notion that they're separate, at least with regards to the Chatzitza purposes. Okay? And he brings a final rhyme, the O, the four lines on the bottom, the Tanya Perka Cholik Morm Yivomish Mem Zayin, Kol Dover Shechotzitz B'Tvila, Chotzitz B'Ger Uve Ebe Meshuchar Uve Nida. Okay? The Gemara says B'Ferish, his Tosis. Okay? Anything which is a chatzitza for any person who's in the mikveh, whether it's a ger, a reshucha, or a nida. And says Tosfos, that's got to be nida labayla. It's got to be nida labayla. Dila taris, my son, the nakad nida. Why would they pick the word nida? They would just say, it should say for tumah. Right? Why did they pick the word nida? It's got to be nida labayla, and it's therefore it's parallel to ger and a reshucha, because that has to do with isuv heter and not with tumah. Anyway, so that's what emerges from that Tosfos. Okay? I do want to point out that despite the objection of Tosfos quoting Rashi from this tshuva, okay, and bringing riots to that, the fact is that the Rif in Shavuos, look at 34, the Rif in Shavuos, Davavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav the Rif and Shavuos Vav Amud Beis quotes the whole Gemara, including just look at the, all we got to do is look at the last phrase. The last hilchos a kohanish mitzvah. So the Rif does accept that girsa. So, you know, I mean, again, the Rif does accept it, and therefore he says that there's a distinction between the dinu chatzitza for tara, for someone who wants to become tahor for tara purposes, as opposed to a woman becoming mutaris labayla. So, you know, it's not Tosos quoted in a Chananel and mitzvahs of Svaran, he's pointing out that the Rif. I mean, the first four lines of the Rif is exactly the Gemara. So at the very end, he says, the last silk, so he does have that girsa. So I just want to point that out. It's not necessarily a shita d'chuya according to everybody. Okay? So again, it's a part of the same machlokas. The truth is, this may be rooted in a Gemara. Okay? Gemara chulin, lamed aleph, amad aleph. Itmar, nida shenen sovetovlo. Nida shenen sovetovlo. A woman went into the mikveh, so she forced into the mikveh. And the Gemara explains whatever happened. She was wanted to cool off. You know, today a mikveh. You know, you go to the mikveh. So it's a private place. It's a certain place. But you can go to the mikveh. You know, the bathhouse. Okay, people don't have indoor plumbing. So it's not fine. Maybe you go to the mikveh just to cool off. Theoretically, you can go to the or she fell in whatever. You can fall into the water. Fell into the water. So the Gemara says itmar nida shenen sevatov amri huda amarav. Tahara la beisa, v'asura la echol b'truma. It counts for what? La beisa, for husband, as Rashi says. Okay, la beisa means lizokek la baila, to, you know, to be with her husband. However, asura la echol b'truma. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Af la beisa lo tahara. So this could be a machlokas, this whole chakir, we have to be machlokas hamaroyim maybe. Okay? How do we pass on that shaila? The Rambam says Hilchos Mikvahs Perek Havah Chachas 37 Kolat Tovel Tzorich Liskaven L'Trila. You know, okay? Anyone who toggles has to have in mind that you're doing it for the purpose of tefillah. You loan is scaven also to the chulin. Okay, if you weren't, then for chulin purpose, okay. Afilu nida shetavla below kavon. If you don't shenafla tochamayim, she fell in. Oh, yorda lehaker to cool off. Okay, she was a hot day, went to cool off. Harezim uteres lebala. Avala tshuva lekotchim and the Torah shetikva bechavonos. So here's another practical difference. Okay, now again, just because someone holds with regards to one din doesn't mean he holds it all the way. But here, the Rambam himself is telling us what. That there's a distinction. There is a distinction. The status of Tumah and the status and that seems to me, I mean, everything we've done the last couple of days, to be the Rov, no? The Rov seems to say that they're not the same. The Dinim are not intertwined. Okay? The Rambam certainly says that here. The Rambam says, she fell into the mikveh, that Tefillah counts for Yisrael Baila purposes, but not for Tara's purposes. Tumah Kachim ain't a Tara, she's a tip of a Kavanah. Shachar pulls that way too. And Hilchas Nida here in Yoreh Deis. Kuf Tzarechet Sif Memchez. Nida Shetov Lo Kavona. Kav Shenof Lo Tochamayim. Shehoda Lo Haker. Harizim Utez Zabala. But Ramos says, Yesh Machmir No Matzvi Chlos Vatzila Acheres. And Yesh Achma Lechatchila. Okay, Lechatchila is supposed to be Machmir. So, I don't know, maybe that indicates the Dinim are closer together. I don't know. Okay. One last Mokka in the Gemara before we'll go kind of quickly through some of the Achronim from whom we've got a lot of these Gemaras from. There's a Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph Mud Aleph. Goes back to what we discussed earlier. There are certain dinim, the Mishnah has an expression, that are Kehararin Hatluyan Besaira. You hear that expression? Kehararin, like a mountain suspended by a hair. Meaning there's a ton of dinim, the Arbonon, or even the Rais, Tosh Mapeh, but in the Chumash, in Torah Shmaksav, one word, right? One word. There are many, many dinim. You've come across that many times in your learning, right? That's once a pasuk, and learn five things from it. All kinds of dinim. Right? We build a whole. That's called Haror and Hatluyin Desire. Okay, it's a mountainous range of laws, all suspended by one hair, one little remnant in a pasuk. Right. So one of the examples that the Sugin Chagig gives as in this to this category, where we have many dinim based on, is Taros. What was it, Tara? So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why do you include Tara? Tara is Michtav Ksivin, Epsukim. What is Michtav Ksivin? Michtav Ksivin. Right? The Gemara asks, Tara is Michtav Ksivin. You see that in 39? Chagig Yud Aleph Mud Aleph. Tara is Michtav Ksivin. There are Psukim about it. Parshas Tazrim Mitzor, we saw some of them, right? So the Gemara says, no. Lo Nitzucha Ela Lashir Mikvah the Lo Ksivin. It's true. There are plenty of real sources in Psukim for many dinim of Tum and Tara, yes. But for a very basic din, a very important din, namely the mikveh, it never says in the Torah how big a mikveh is supposed to be. Right? The Tanya Baruchas was reminded, the main mikveh, it's called Masoro. So we have a diuk, it says, Rochatz, Amayim, and Kol Masoro means Mayim Shekol Gufal, means Kol Masoro means your entire body can be submerged. Kamein, Amma Barum Shalosh Amma. It's one Amma by one Amma by three Ammas. That's an average sized person can squeeze in. And the Chachamim says 40 saw of a couple hundred gallons worth of water. That's what the Gemara means in Chagiga. Okay, it says because it says Rachatz Bamayim. Rashi says Bamayim, and it all kinds of dinim. Okay, like I discussed yesterday, you can't have what's called Mayim Shuvim. Mikvah be rainwater. Okay, not Mayim Shuvim, pre-gathered water. You turn on the sink, it comes from a tank. Okay, that's either in your house or a big reservoir and so on. So that's already Mayim Shuvim. You can't use that for the mikveh. You can mix that with other water. It's rainwater, and that's what we do. When you and I go to the mikveh, okay, if you go to Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and so on, or any woman goes to the mikveh, the pool you go into is not rainwater. Mostly city water, mostly tap water. But it's connected. You ever see that little hole there that, you know, that's connected in the back to a pool of rainwater? Okay, and we have what's called Ashoka. The other dinim, which won't come to now, but the water is connected. The water. So actually, the mikvah pool, yeah. Say again?
It's not under the Haray,
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So what does it say? I'm sorry.
I also from the last category.
I read it as saying
everything is.
I'm sorry, maybe you're right. I think so.
Everything is there. This is the only thing you have.
I'm sorry. שעה שהם יקימו ברפור, זה אני רואה את התאה, זה פנס, הרי, זה יש שם ישמו, והן, אז יש שם, זה תנקו, זה עוד סג, זה יש שם ישמחו, זה עוד שם, נאמר, יש מכתב סיבן, So I guess the kash is why not Ariel Tzolus, but Yeshua and Yismahu. It's more Yesh, more than Yesh and Amal Yismahu. It's stronger than that, right? More than Yesh and Amal Yismahu. It's explicit. Yesh, okay, you're right. I used the wrong phrase. Harmon Tzolus is earlier than Mishnah. So thank you. But Yesh and Amal Yismahu, it's still the same. I think it's still the same question. More than Yesh and Amal Yismahu. Yesh and Amal Yismahu means, you know, You want to say a mikhtav ksiva? I thought it was a question. Okay, better look it up again. Maybe right. You want to say that's the only thing? It's not. Could be right. Okay. I have to look up the Gemara. The fact that it's an exclamation point here doesn't mean it's not a question. I wouldn't be medayik from that. Let me check that out. Okay. Okay, but anyway, that doesn't matter in terms of our din. Okay, why? So, once we bring up the issue of mikvahs, the Tosfos points out that Chagiga, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, the middle of Rashi. Rashi says, "Mayim chonu afukei shuvan umiyo mayim chayim lotzarach." I mentioned the other day, right? Remember mayim chayim, spring water. That they don't need. They need by zog mayim chayim. But interesting, Rashi says, "Mitchal the shark tmeyan love mayim chayim bo." Rashi uses the word tmeyan, right? Including me, the tamei. It is related. I don't know. You can't be died from that one word. But in any event, Tosfos says the following: Lo nitzurah l'shir mikvah. Lo havi motzil amemer lebaila de loksiv. I could bring in a different thing. Okay, maybe you're right. It doesn't matter until you learn the Gemara. It's important for us to check it out. Thank you. I just remembered the sugya. But the point is that there's another din about mikveh. Not just that the mikveh needs 40 saw. There's another basic din of mikveh that's not really written explicitly in Torah. Namely, discusses this, that a woman goes to the mikveh for a sort of bila. Who says? Right? So Tosfos says, lo havi motzi lemeimar, that mikvah is needed labaila to lo ksiva, that's not written. Can appear b'hai. The lo nafka of a kavachomer, the hashlo taras ksiva rochat labala the karsa kosher came. That was the bahag, which Tosfos we said that was the Rabbi Huda Gon. Remember, we had that. Where was that? What number was that in again? Yuvamus mem zayin amud beis. Okay, b'makom shanida tovelis 19. Pirshu Huda Gon. Remember nafka of a kavachomer Huda Gon. Remember that? Okay, I mentioned the beginning today also. Right, that's the same sheet that he calls it the Bahag. Okay, it's a question of who wrote the Bahag. Okay, it could be that Daniel Dagon was the author of the Bahag. But that's the sheet that he's talking about. All right, he says he doesn't think it's right. Dolav Milsi. There are many things that are different. In other words, you might have argued, you said, Tosa says, I haven't been it. You could have said, the Gemara could have said, that one of the things which is not explicit in the Torah, or which is only Yeshua Mamalismoch in the Torah and so on, is the fact that Anita needs to go to the mikvah together to come to husband, because that's not explicit, all right? And we learn it out of a Kavachomer, and Tosfos says, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's true. So Lav Milsi, it's not a valid Kavachomer, because as we already saw, there are many dinim by Chatzitzus and by Kavona. That's why I put this list. The Tosfos refers to things we just discussed. By Chatzitzus there are differences, by Kavona there are differences, and so on. Okay, and the reason why she goes to we know that a woman to become Asula the Muteras Abayla to the Mikveh is because that was one of the other reasons in that Tosfos Mem Zayin. It says Benidasa Teyach, because it says Usehi Nidasa Va'achartita Benidasa Teyach. It's one of the other drushes that we have, the Chaim Pirshu and the Tam, and so on. But according to the Bahag, again, like that Rivadoy Gon, like that Rivadoy Gon, maybe the same person, Trilas Nidala Baila is learned from a Kavachom Taurus, but Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says you can't learn, because we see that there are differences in other areas, like by, again, I printed this last because it's touches on these things we learned just today about chatzitzas, about kavona as opposed to falling in, and so on. Okay? It's just noteworthy that the Rambam Perek Dal Halacha Gimel writes, "Avol nido v'zovir ledes shelo tavlu v'may mikva abu alachas min afilu achar kamashonu chayim koris." It's important Rambam to know, and general important thing to know. A woman, even after she no longer is bleeding, she's had 7 clean days, she had many clean days, she's completely separated from her menstrual period. If she didn't go to the mikveh, she remains usur. She remains usur. And if you have a relation with her, the Rambam says, chayim koris. Shebiyomim utvila tala hakosim. Because two things are needed. The requisite number of days after pass and going to the mikveh. This is why, okay, I mean, again, among other issues, we talk to the issue of so-called negiyah, okay, or premarital sex and so on. One of the issues, what does it say exactly? You know, that it's also to sleep with a woman before marrying her. So no explicit pasuk about that. But one of the issues is, she's an either. What do you mean? Maybe she's not having a period right now. Yeah, but she didn't go to the mikveh since the last time she was an either. So it's starting from the time she's 11 or 12, however old she is, she's an either. Even if right now she's not bleeding at all. Right? Because the status remains until she goes to the mikveh, which is exactly why a kala goes to the mikveh a couple of days before the wedding. Or the day before the wedding, whatever, because then she wants to entice the bride. Okay? So that's one of the things when you plan a wedding, you try and plan it at a time when she'll be able to go to the mikveh. It's not having a period. Okay, a firm couple gets married, so somebody knows already they are married, but if a firm couple gets married, you have to calculate that it's a time, when you pick the date, it's not just a matter of the caterer, okay, or the photographer. You have to find out that it's a date that she's hopefully going to be more terrible. Okay, today, a lot of young ladies, they go on the pill, they take things to regulate the period, that's a different story. But before you're able to do that, that was certainly a factor taken into consideration. Both the bride and groom want the Shishim Teres the night of the wedding, so to make sure it's not the time of her period. Okay. Anyway, so, but she has to go to the mikveh. That's why a kala goes to the mikveh usually the day or two before the wedding. And one of the reasons we have this in the Gia with a single girl is because she's technically considered an either, whether she happens to be having her period right now or not, she's still an either. Yep. Okay, anyway, so then the Rambam says at the end, Shenemar Avarochot B'mayim, right, Zeb Binyan Av L'chol Tomei Shehu B'tumaso Ad Sheyitpol. Can you die for that Rambam? I don't know. The Rambam says, we learn Nida, he mentions Nida, and Zob and Oledes, that they're taught, that they're not allowed to have relations. Tomei Nisav Heta, this is Nuchas Asur B'yit, it's not Nuchas Tuma. Okay, and he says, how do we know? Because it says Avarochot B'mayim, Zeb Binyan Av L'chol Tomei Shehu B'tumaso Ad Sheyitpol. Well, I don't know. Maybe you want, based on this, you want to throw the Rambam in with those who hold that the two are intertwined. I don't know. Can you medayek from that, or he meant the term loosely? I don't know. Okay, I just want to finish up and look at a few of the achronim, you know, who kind of spelled this out. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ha'oros in Yevamos Siman Lamed Tes, printed 43. That's the Sugi Yevamos Mem Zayin Rebeis. So Tfilas Nida. Okay, and he quotes the Tosas. Okay, he quotes Rabbi Dargon. And he says that the svara, okay, of linking them together, the svara of linking them together is, look at the second line, the tzarach lomad the e efsher shetehei nida lechatzoyin letaharas v'olabayla. That shita, which he's quoting, he's not weighing in himself, he's saying that shita is efsher. You can't say that she's a nida for taharas and atabayla. According to that shita, you can't say it. Okay, however. So what about the neither that fell into the water? Well, we did say a distinction. So he says you can answer that there too, even for certain Taurus purposes, she's tar, for chulin she's tar. And look at the end of the first paragraph, we're baila chulinu. Right? You know, it's just a special chumrah. That din of the woman who didn't have kavona, that's a special din by being osekas with taharas and kachim, that's a special din. Okay, but for chulin, she is tar. She is tar, even for tumantara purposes. So that's why that's not a kasha. Then he quotes the Tosma of Kamadaf Yud Aleph, okay, which we mentioned, okay. And the issue of suffix. It's a good summary. Yeah. Today, with early shiurs, you have time this afternoon or sometimes go through it. You'll just see a good summary. Okay, among other achronim discusses, Shev Shmaitzer, okay, Shemaitza Aleph Perik Yud Beis. Okay? Again, he's talking about Suffolk Tumah, which is a Rabbin, Suffolk Tumah, which is Yochanan, that's the subject. Okay? He says, I'm just saying it openly, the fourth line, take a look. Avol nida lebaila ena mishum Tumah. Elamasha asura lebaila ha mishum iser nida shebo. And therefore, it's kamoshar kol isurei Torah ve'ein v'hem chila kushiyo. It doesn't matter where you have it. So he identifies with that shita. That it's not the same thing. That the status of a nida has nothing to do with where you are. That you don't apply the din of sofek tumah shel rabim, sofek tumah shel yachid. Irrelevant when it comes to the labayla, because he says openly, nida labayla eino mishum tumah. So there's no question that he says that he holds. He says it again, next page. Avol nida labayla eino klal mishum isur tumah. The note of Yehuda, this I want to read inside because it's a very clear presentation. The note of Yehuda, one of his chuvas, Cheskeland of Prague, Madura Tinyana Chelik Ardesim Kuf Chof, he writes, Uvedover Hashayach Le Isser Veheter, Amrinan Suffolk Isser Le Chumra, the Ein Chilak Le Insada Isser Shabo Ben Rishayachel, 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 Afshel Indian Sada Tumash or Yeshkel. Okay? And Hochen Nam Yehudi, right? You see that Yehuda? Well, let's see it inside. He says, for the matters related to Issa Veheter, we have the regular rules. To Sveika the Raisa, Lechumra. It doesn't matter whether it's here, whether it's in this Rishus, that Rishus, even though for Tumah it does matter. And Hochen Nam in the second line of 45, the Issa Nidos, Avshel in Tzara Tumah Shro Yesh Chilik, Ben Shro Ram Shri Yochen. Afal pichein letzad isur lebayla shezelo shayach letum v'tara ein mokom lechilukim halol shel tum v'tara. Okay, so the another Yehuda is explicit. Okay, he'll tell me, well, where are those dinim learned out from? They learned out from sota, which is not an inyan of tum v'tara, right? Av sheikar chilukim shmenei lo shor yom shor yachid ubein lo sheish bodas vishol etc. Yalfinim is sota. Are so to the bile of Dvar Isserhu, that is in the realm of Isser Heter, not in the realm of Tumah. The whole mucker is from Isser Heter. No, and you know, it's like that Tom mentions when Mishum Shah Isser, so to the bile of Lemon Torah Shah Isser, Rak Beloshim Tumah. The Torah happens to present the Isser, and I have the Psukim below, if you want to see it in 46, if the Parsha is not so. The Vinna Parakei. Yulalav, I Dabesh Mosh Lemor. Okay, Dabesh Mosh Lemor, Ish Ish Kisista Ishta, that's so to. The shachav and your gimel ish also shif bazer and amen and isha the nistra of he nitma. The Torah used the word nitma, and again in the next pasuk you dalid. For avol avrukin of kines ishta of he nitma. Avol avrukin of kines he lo nitma. Okay, each time it's there. Oh, it's nitma really is the correct pronunciation. Okay, so the Torah is presenting this isser of sota with the lashon nitma, and the Gemara learns in sota chav chazal 47. I'll come back to that in a second. Where it says, "Tanavon Sholosh Bama Parshim Nitma Nitma Lama Lama Echad Labayal Echad Labav Echad Truma Yerbi Kiva." Okay, learn different dinim. It's often the word Truma. So says the Yehuda, that's why Sota case is different. Let's go back to the Yehuda, the fourth line toward the end, near in the 45. Near in this Taita Tam Mishum She Issa Sota the Bottle Number Tarbel She Issa Rakhon Truma the Tazin Nitma Tashin the Bottle Bottle Truma. You just saw, okay. And then he refers to another Gemara in Yevamos Naf Yud Aleph, which we'll see in a second. He says about Filer Bonan, the Shulman Kippur. I forgot, Rabbi Yosef Kippur. He says about Filer Bonan, the Yosef Kippur, Yevamos Naf Yud Aleph. This lav besotus nivel mikrod the luchal bala, that there is a lav presented as an iser. Nonetheless, there they draw a high craw, taller tamis v'tum. And Rabbi Yosef Kippur, as we'll see inside, look down to 50 for a second, okay. Because the word, they're pointing out that in let's take a look. Yosef and Kippur, let's say 50. Yivamis Yud Alpha Bay. Tanya, Yosef and Kippur, Om Mishum Elozer. Hamachzer Gushoso. Menanisu and Asur and Arisum Muteris. Mishum Shanema Acharei Asher Hu Tamo'o. Okay, the word Tum is used there for a woman who's Machzer Gushoso in Parashas Kisaita. Last week said it. Perchav Dalad, Pasuk Dalad. Oyuchal Balarishan Shoshilcha Lashum Lakachta. That if she. A man divorces a woman, then she marries somebody else, and then she gets divorced from that man, or that man dies, she can't go back to the first husband. You're allowed to be machzor gushoso, provided what? She didn't get married in the interim. If she got married in the interim, she can't go back. And it says, Acharei Asher Hu Tamo'o. Okay? Acharei Asher Hu Tamo'o, and they learned their connection to Sota. Okay? And Yosef Kippur, it doesn't learn, okay, that's the Gemara in Yevamos. All right, and go back to the another Yehuda. Afila Dabana Yosef Kippur, who learned that there's a law not from the word Utama, he goes, still, it's connected to the Isser. Aval, another Yehuda says a very important point. Look, 7 lines to the bottom. He's very important. He said, Aval Benito Labaila, Isser Habila Ksib Bifne Atzma Parsha Achrei, Bedina Toma Ksib Parsha Mitzora. They're not even written in the same part of the Torah. I mentioned this, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago, right? The Isser of Nigel Avila and the status of Nigel as a Tamea are written in 2 different parshas, one's in Mitzora, one's in Achrei Mos, they're not connected. Now, it does point out, the after Gam the parshas Achrei, the Isser of Be'ilah, Ksim, Be'el Isha Benidas, Tum Asa Lo Sikrab. Now that post, I don't know, these sources here. Yeah, take a look back at source 1. Okay, that's the post in parshas Achrei Mos, so you can pray, you can pass your test. The formulation of the Isser to have relations where it's formulated as Isha bin Das Tum Asa. So the Buddha says, what do you mean? Maybe it is connected to Tumma, right? He says, true. But he says, it's not saying that's why it's Asa. So the Torah uses Nidas Tum Asa as an expression. But because the Meister, she is Tumah. But it's not saying that she's Tumah because of Tumah. Okay? And then he adds, oh, the Parashas Kedoshim. That's in source 2. When the Torah says the punishment, Parakofa, Yikopos, Yikhes, source 2, Yisha, Shikav, Yisha, Dova, Yilas, Arvasa, as Makora, Hera, Yigilas, the Rebbe, Nichrus, Sushnam, Yikar, Ramam. No mention whatsoever of what? Tumah. Right? Parashas Kedoshim says in the Behuda, Be'onesh, Lo, Huska, Tumah, Klal. Okay, it doesn't have it at all. And therefore, Shaladina Itzer Bilas Nidal of Shaychi Klal Acholim to the Tumatara and so on. Yehuda, I think, is pretty emphatic about it. Right? And he says, Raya for the Chumash, you have to get so fancy. Other Acholim agree, okay? Yeah, I'm sorry. Other Acholim disagree with this. That's another Yehuda, so we have another Yehuda, and we had the Yisrael Shmaitze and then Acholim. However, Reb Shimon Shkop, Shari Yosher, 52. Shara HaSekas, Aleph Shara HaSekas, Paragud Gimel. Okay, again discussing this issue. And he quotes some of the Gemaras that we have, the Tosu we have, and quotes some more of Bekama. All right, the Shlomo, the Shmites, and Arlinia, Sula Baila, and so on. Okay, he quotes the Shav Shmites. So let's take a look in the 52, 3, 6, 7 lines down. The Mira. The kavanas of Shev Shmaitzer, that's Shin Shin. The rak bedinim shemachmas hatuma behemet miratar shev sofei kevad v'shiyochen v'hekil v'sharabim. Avol nida labayla ein asura machmas tuma sheba rak machmas nida o machmas haleda. He says maybe even the Shev Shmaitzer he says maybe we go back to that chilek, the chilek between tuma of the guf and tuma of came from outside. All right, like nida is caused by. It's a tumah goes from the guf. Can a leida go to the baila? Lo machmas a tumah. Okay, so he's trying to explain the shav shmaitzer. Shumhaki ain't something there. Shach is something tumah. He's trying to explain the shav shmaitzer. He's saying, like we said, right, that there is a difference between nida, and he can come back to that same old hakir from before. The difference between yotzvah and a guf and so on. And he says maybe that's the status of a nida, and that's why it's different. However. He writes, Avon Kosha Ma'od Lachlit Kazos. 5 lines above. You see it? You see it there in 42? Avon Kosha Ma'od Lachlit Kazos. Dare Nida Violetas Ainan Intarim Labao Achi Yitpilu. Ovelo Tila Isur Isur Olam. The Shemeshkop holds. And look, what gets her out of the status of Asula Baila? Mikveh. Okay? Mikveh. Right? Otherwise, she remains Osra, like I said before. And look what he writes, 4 lines at the bottom. Veheichan matzino heter isurin aydei tvila. Where in the world else do you ever find that an isser is lifted because you go to the mikveh? What kind of din is that? Osser and asobi muti went to the mikveh? He says, lo matzino in tvila rak latar satomas. Where does mikveh play a role in halacha? To be matar from tuma. Ola halas kedusha, or extra kedusha and so on. Aval sheyivater iser ever or sheyutar iser erva ide tvila. Well, shamano, you remove an iser, a sexual relation iser, the head, you're going to remove that through tvila. Who ever heard of that? Okay, who ever heard of that? Ba'od eichav shemoshay isur nidal abala machmas tumah. Our mefurish b'krov el isha benidas tumasah. Exactly what another Behuda rejected. He said, you can't bring up that. It's an expression. Says him, sure, never mind. Not an expression. It's an expression the Torah uses. Vel isha benidas tumasah. It says it. Okay? And so therefore, he believes that it's that they definitely are connected. Because we never have an isser lifted based on a mikveh. Based on a mikveh, we only have it's only tum and tara. He says the same thing with his chidushim to Bava Kam and Simon Yudes. Okay, he says some want to prove that neither is the bila not the same as tumah. But again, he writes and he says on the second line there, 53, kemoshen yir gam das shel shmeitzer on his daiti ef shalomar kain. He says the same thing to a chazinon. The ain need the mutaris labala at shetitpo uvelo tzvila asur labala kol yom echayel umuchroch mizeh. He says that Torah also need the labala yishum tumah. So there you go. So this machlokas rages on. Okay, into the days of the achronim. Okay, the minchas chinuch 54. I just want to finish this up if I can. We know this for today. The minchas chinuch is in parshas emo mitzvah reish samach gimel. In Os Lamedal, in the new editions, okay, discusses this also, and he says, I'm bothered by something. Just from where he starts. I want to read. Yeah, so first he quotes what we know already, right? He says, Tosis, and they're doing first, we're called Shas, Sofek Tumushi Yakatome, we learn it out from Sota, and so on. Okay, everything we said. And even a straight Rosh Yachalit Tomei, the Rambam writes, okay. Look at now, five lines on the top of 54. The Dover Zed Dafka Betoma, Ava Bisurin Ein Nafkamina Beim Shal Yachalit Shal Yachalit Shal Yachalit Shal Rambam, Begam Sveik Sveikar Shor Kehola Yisurin. We are doing, everyone knows him. Hine. Im Echad Nitma Bis... sometimes I don't know what that stands for. The Minchas Chinuch, we'll use a lot of abbreviation, I'll digress with Mamish a second. The Minchas Chinuch that you're all familiar with, the black one, so that is a different word. Go once, look at the old Minchas Chinuch. I don't think we have it on the shelf, because we read that by somebody else too. The old Minchas Chinuch, I mean, I got my bar mitzvah, okay? So that's more than 40 years ago. I'll leave it at that. So the 45 years ago. So the Minchas Chinuch, a little more than that. So the Minchas Chinuch, it's every in one time, paper was an expensive commodity. Hard for us to imagine. You go to Office Depot and buy 500 sheets of paper for $1.19, no? Or 39 cents. To the point, by the Hilchos, it comes up even in the Shavur, that paper is sometimes mutzah machmas kon kis. Paper was an expensive one. Ask your grandparents, they never wasted paper. People wrote things in the back of envelopes, okay, in the back of plates, you know, and people don't waste. Today you don't paper at all because you enter it to your phone or whatever. But people wrote things, and even in my time, paper, you don't waste paper. Okay, but certainly in the time. So the Minchas Chinuch didn't have much paper, so he wrote every third thing was an abbreviation. It's a very, very difficult sefer to read, the Minchas Chinuch. It's an original. Second of all, it's not broken up in paragraphs like the one you're familiar with. It's basically, I mentioned yesterday, my father used to teach English here in Yeshiva many years, and we wanted to give an example of what an English composition called a run-on sentence. He says, look at the Minchas Chinuch. There was no period for a page and a half. No period. He goes, I don't want to be marich, but, and then he goes on for a long discussion. Now, they printed, there was the first paper, when they started reprinting Svarim, maybe, I don't know, 25 years ago, I said, I'm not going to buy Svarim that I already have. I don't ruin my house, just because they put it now in nicer print, I can't afford it, no space. The first exception I made, first exception was the Minchas Chinuch. It's a different work. Rambam's a different work. Okay, they opened up all the Rashi Tentus, and they made it in paragraphs, and they organized it. It's a master work. You can appreciate it much more now. Unfortunately, in the Bar Ilan, the Bar Ilan web, the Bar Ilan site there, they have it from the old Minchas Chinuch. So a lot of abbreviations. Anyway, but it says the Yesh Sofik. He says the following: Im Echad Nitma Sofik Rosh Yochanan Hu Tomei Vada. I'm the Sofik Tumah Kachin. Anim Mistapek Ma Dino Lignin Yisrael. Minchas Chinuch is known for all kinds of interesting chakiris. You started with this, you know, you've seen something. He'll come with a case, what if a guy is a chetzi eved, a chetzi bechorin, you know, or whatever, he's an eved, he's owned by two people, he's half meshukra, half not meshukra. He has all these unusual cases. He asks an interesting question here. Let's say I have a guy who became tomei. Okay? Sofek tumer shel yachid, tomei. He became tomei. One second. Ordinarily, I mentioned the other day, there's no issur become tomei. But who is also become tomei? A kohen, a nazir, is also become tomei. So Minchas Chinuch clears over here. You know, in other words, does the issur apply? It's yes, enochanami. If it's a good kasha, no? Enochanami. If a kohen becomes sofek tumer shel yachid, he's tomei, and therefore becomes tomei. Good. But is there an issur for him to do it also? Does the issur go into effect? That is clear. He says, no doubt about that. Become tummy. I'm not arguing that point, right? But he says if he was warned not to do it, he did it. Does he get malchus for violating iser? Someone warned him. That's suffik tuma. He touched it anyway. Good. So we agree. He becomes tummy. No doubt. Suffik comes to yochid tummy. But did he violate iser? Does he get malchus for iser? Maybe. That's not the case. Maybe for Issur Behetta, we apply the regular rules of Shekhar the Raisa Chumash, Shekhar the Raisa Kula. That's the clear of the Minchas Chinuch. And that's very, very similar in effect to our, or the other way around. Sofek Tumer Shel Rabim is Tor, right? It's Tor. So there's no question the guy's Tor. But when we let a coin touch it, Chatchila? Oh no, maybe Shekhar the Raisa Chumash, you better not touch it. So why am I bringing this Minchas Chinuch in? Okay, because this Minchas Chinuch is really our question. He came up with another place where Tuma obviously impacts something, but does that apply to Issur Behetta also? And he raises it as a question. Okay? He raises it as a question. When it comes to regular Issur Behetta, what's the din? Shekhar the Raisa Chumash, Shekhar the Raisa Tzavon Lakula. It doesn't matter where it is. So he came up with another case where there's both Tuma involved and Issur involved, and he wants to know what's the relationship. So just parallel in some cases, in some ways, to our neither case. There's Tumah and Isser. And the question is, how are they related? I'll just finish off with a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, then we'll get that Minchas Chinuch. It's a Psalom to Shekhar Kira, and it's exactly our point on another area of Halacha, where there seems to be a relation in Isser Heter and Tumah. The question is, do the same rules apply? Theoretically, it's possible, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the Kohen will be Tumah, but will not have violated an Isser by touching it. Because with regard to the Isser, let's say to Rosh Rabbi, he will have violated the Isser by touching it, but it'll be Tar from the point of view of Tumah Tara. Interesting, no? I'll finish with the Vilna Gaon. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches. We know this Pasuk. Ki Yipalei Mimchad Davar La Mishpat. Bein Dom La Dom. Bein Din La Din. Bein Nega La Nega. After that's where it says Al Pia Torah Shel Yerucha and Lo Sosa, right? You read it the previous week. No, that part, right? What is this? Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. So it sounds like you have Shaila about Dam, Shaila about Din, is it scooping somebody? Nega Lanega. So the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio. Unfortunately, Aderes Elio is not in the data bank here, but the Essen Daraisa. Was written by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Engel was one of the great great bucky in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He wrote a number of svarim. Lekach Tov he wrote quite a number of different svarim. He had tremendous for his tremendous bekiyas, Rabbi Yosef Engel. So this Essen Daraisa means the letters of the Torah. How many he has? Well, can you figure it out? He's the osios of Lashon Kodesh. How many essays? There's a word lekach. There's an essay called Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov has in it Tov. Okay, 17 essays because of Tov. Right? So Essen Daraisa has how many things? How many essays think he has in there? So I'll say 22. Except he counted the 27 because he counts the end of it, the sofix. So with the mem nun sari pechov osus menatzva. With that, there are 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So there's 27 essays. And essay number 21 is on our subject. Okay? So you really want to have a neat summary of everything we learned, but you have to go through it. Take a look at the Sefer Essay under Isaac Kal Chaf Aleph, as he writes, Bo Yedubar Bin Yenidal Abilim Isser Otuma. Our Chakira, right? He has all kinds of Chakiras, and it brings many of the Gemaras that we brought, and so on. Okay, the Rav quoted the Hagolim. All right, so he says, "But I an ode b'sefer aderes halila grow up parsha shoftim." He points out the following. He says, "Why does the Torah formulate it that way? Bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, bein el nega." Because says those are three distinct areas of halacha. Those that pasuk represents three distinct areas of halacha. Bein dam ladam means if a shaila dam is it dam tameh or is it dam tor? Right? This is red. This, you know, yes, the rabbi helps me to shaila. Is it dam tameh? That's one realm of halacha. Bein din ladin. That's in a court case. Who's guilty? Who's innocent? He stole my money. Do I owe you $1,000? I owe you $1,000. Right? Din. Right? Din Torah. And nega la nega is what area? Tumah v'taharah. Like tzaraas. Is this a nega tzaraas? Not a nega tzaraas. So the Vilna Gaon says that these are three distinct areas of halacha. That's why the Torah presents this pasuk in telling you to go to ask a shaila. And then later it says, al piyah Torah sheruch, etc. Follow the dinim. It's because these are three distinct areas of halacha, and therefore the dinim do not necessarily apply. You've all heard the expression in the Gemara, Isura mi mamona lo yalfina. Or maybe you didn't. Have you heard that expression? Isura mi mamona. We don't learn the laws of Isra, the laws of mamon. Right? The different areas of halacha. And Tumah Tahara, so three areas of halacha according to this pasuk. Isra v'heter, mamonus, right? Din, mamonus, and the rules aren't the same. And one area where the rules aren't the same is in Suffolk. Okay, by Issa v'Heter, Sofek, Sekel HaSofek, Sekel HaSofek, Sekel HaSofek, Sekel HaSofek, Sekel HaSofek, okay, by Dinim, if there's a Sofek in Dinim Mamonos, so we say, Chazok, or Muxuk, who's the Muxuk? I say you owe me $1,000, you say only $1,000. So who wins? So, absent proof, the Muxuk keeps the money, right? We don't say, well, it's a Sekel HaSofek, no, it's Muxuk, that's that thing. And Negel and Negel, we say it depends whether it's a Mishirah or Mishirah. So from this, the Yisro Engel says, you see from the Gaon that he also learned, because Dam Ladam is separate from Negel Nega. He learned, the Yisro Engel wants to say that according to the Gaon, the Mavur, third line, the Dam Nida Beziva, Oser Isha Labailo, he besut Iser, the Log besut Tumah. Okay, it's a separate area, it's Iser and not Tumah. Okay? Even though sometimes they use the word Latar and Tame, but it means it's not really Dim Tumah Tame. Okay? So that's this Hakira, and if you have an important question with the possible local ramifications, I think the Rove, I see, assume that they're not, they're related, but they're not intertwined. They're two separate dinim. And I'm going back to that Sefer Kuzari, that we keep the laws of Nida today, even though we don't keep the laws of Tumah Tahara, okay, because it's a separate realm of halacha. Whichever I go in Shabbos.